Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right and never left. We have an exciting show for you today. We have a U.S. congressional candidate running out of Arizona District 9. David Giles is a Republican candidate for Arizona District 9, has worked in the professional consultant field for Wells Fargo corporate offices for quite some time. His background is in financial and technical consulting. And as I said earlier, he is running for U.S. Congress in Arizona District 9. Let's welcome Mr. Dave Giles to the show. How are
Hello,
you, Dave?
How are you doing?
Good. I want to apologize for the misinformation prior to the show. A little overwhelmed today, but it's great to have you on. How are things out in Arizona today?
Oh, they're great out here. We got a little bit of clouds coming in today, but usually it's bright and sunny, and we have 100 degrees most of the time.
I love Arizona. When I had a chance to go out there for business, excellent weather to play golf. I really enjoyed it. For our listeners, my listeners, you're new on this platform. Can you share with my listeners and the American people, Dave, a little bit about yourself as I started to talk about, and then we can start jumping in and talking about some issues in Arizona and in the nation after that.
Okay, well, I began my career as an electrical engineer working for New York State Electric and Gas. I worked there for a little while, and they moved me over to the data processing area, which we now call information technology. And from there, I went over, I took a position in Saudi Arabia to be the supervisor of their technical applications group for SCECO, Saudi's Consolidated Electric Company. And shortly thereafter, I was moved into the executive vice president and senior vice president staff. There I worked, generating business plans, information systems, and brought technology into the kingdom. You know, from the old days of using the 11.5 by 14-inch green and white paper, we brought them into online systems and instantaneous or near real-time reporting for the refineries.
Yes.
From there, I earned my MBA degree. I also learned to scuba dive and windsurf in the Persian Gulf. I took the early retirement in 2002 and came back to the United States, where I worked as a consultant for Wells Fargo as a full-time employee and as a contractor. And I built a business, the Engineering Department of Defense Engineering Services Company, where I also developed a firearms wing. That company's been transformed now into Federal Firearms of Arizona. So that's kind of a little bit about my background there. I got back here to the States, and I continued to pursue my flying career. So I got my commercial license, my instrument license, and now I have my jet pilot rating. I can fly the small citation jets. So that's a little bit
awesome.
About my background of how I came through my degrees. And while I was in Saudi, I got a lot of the technical certifications for information technology at the Microsoft MCSE, Certified Systems Engineer, and I got the Novell CNA Certified Network Engineer. That's kind of my technical background, business background, working for the largest oil company. Aramco is the largest oil company in the world. So dealing with many nationalities, dealing with different cultures. So I have quite an extensive background in operations, in finance, international relations, and business. And this is why I feel that I'd be a great candidate for running for the United States Congress, because we need someone like President Trump, who came from a business background, You know, President Trump is when he announced coming down the escalator that he was going to run for United States president, I was probably one of the happiest guys on the planet. Because I've seen our country, I've been unhappy with our country going down a process where we got political people in there making decisions for our country and our people and the Americans, all of us, and not really caring about the consequences of accountability of the actions that they're taking. And when we get a businessman in there, he's going to be able to President Trump has done has brought us accountability and responsibility. The businessman, he's looking at things where he's putting America first. And there's been so much success in the last 3 or 4 years that what I want to do when I go to Congress is to support our President Trump and his agenda and continue to grow America economically and provide us jobs, security, money into your pockets. As a congressman, I would continue to grow our economy to benefit you and all the Americans and more jobs and opportunities with higher wages.
Dave, I could not agree with you more, and I want to thank you for not only your past but your courage to stand up to serve the American people again by running for Congress and supporting our president and trying to bring more moral balance and stability to our nation. Briefly, identify some of the issues for the people that are in your district in Arizona that you would like to tackle. For those that are in your district in Arizona that might be listening, what are some of the issues you've identified and that you would like to address or that you're addressing now or when you get in Congress?
Well, yeah, one of the first ones that I've kind of alluded to already is to keep our economy growing. We want to support our president's agenda of, you know, America first, Americans first, and that also includes all of the, especially the people here in Arizona, making us first rather than, you know, other nations that are or other places that are not really willing to help us grow. And I'm for another big issue here in Arizona is security. And I'm for your security. I want to fight to build our border wall and stop illegal magnet. We got the, you know, I've worked in the Middle East for more than 20 years, and I understand that the problems that are faced in the Middle East with the culture. And when people are sneaking across our southern border, because we had a weak border, and I thank you, President Trump, for, you know, continuing to build this wall, because it's going to make it much more safer for us. And I know these people that are crossing illegally do not have America's best interest in mind. You know, granted, a lot of people want to come over and get jobs to better their lives, but we want them to do it in a legal way. We don't want them to – they're not above the law. They need to come in and do it the legal way. But security – it spans more than just the wall. We need to support our Second Amendment rights. We need to build and fortify our military. Our president has done a great job in rebuilding our military. And I also want to provide for all of our first responders and not kick them under the bus as my predecessor did, ex-mayor of Phoenix. What he's done to our first responders is atrocious out there. We never want to throw our first responders under the bus. And having talked with many of them myself personally, I understand that, you know, they go through great sacrifice, and what they're doing to help us and to take care of us in a time of need, you know, they put their lives on the line. They risk a lot out there, and what they're looking for is, you know, having a safe and secure future for themselves and their family and their children. And this is all coming back to, you know, a growing American economically, so we can continue to support our first responders and security. So security spans more than just building a wall and building a military. It includes your saying our Second Amendment right. We can, here in Arizona, we don't need to have concealed carry permits. We can carry weapons concealed as we wish. But I would encourage everybody that is considering having a weapon to take the safety classes and learn how to use them and be proficient on your Second Amendment rights with carrying a weapon. Don't be stupid. No dumb sheep out there, so get the knowledge that you would need to do that. And another issue that's confronting a lot of Americans now, and even all the people here in Arizona, are concerned about our affordable health care. We all have health care. I mean, it's the law. You can go to a hospital and get health care. So we've all got health care. It's just a matter of being affordable and competitive. And this is an area, you know, where I want to have affordable health care. I want to have it through competitive advantages offered by private businesses and non-government mandated businesses. And one such economy we could achieve is to immediately make it so that we could buy our health care across state lines. That'll make our health care more competitive. And you want to be able to choose your health care. We don't need this government telling you who you can, what hospital you can go to. Government should never have any role in your selection of your doctor, your nurse, or your hospital. So we're getting some of the roadblocks and regulations that we have out of the way and allowing business to do their job. Whenever business has been allowed to do what their jobs, it's always been competitive, and people have always gotten a better deal. And give you like one example, it may not apply to a lot of people, but you have cosmetic surgery is one. Not covered by health care. However, the prices for these products is very low and very competitive. There's one example of how healthcare can be made more competitive. My father was a World War II veteran, and in the later years, I was the man that was the person that was taking my father to the VA to get his medical care. The doctors, the nurses, the administrators, everybody I met in the VA were competent, good, hardworking people, and willing to help our veterans to the nth degree. However, the bureaucracy is so cumbersome in the Veterans Administration. That's what it should be, administration. It should not even be in the medical business at all. It should diverse it and administer it. The administration has just shackled our doctors and shackled our nurses, or they can't do the jobs that they want. And one of the craziest things I've heard is they have to, like an hour is allocated per person. And the doctors can only see like 6 or 7 patients in a day. This is crazy. In my healthcare that I do, I go to a doctor right around the corner from here. It's close to me, very competent doctor, a lady by the fact. I don't want to say her name on it, but very competent doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll go through and she'll have 17 rooms set up. Have nurses in there taking your blood pressure, and she'll go from office to office. She can probably see at least 12 or more patients in a day. This is where our competitive advantage is really going to help us. So get government out of the way. Get the regulations down. All of this is how I want to go to Congress to help you have a better life, have more economic life, have more money in your pocket, less waste, to keep your taxes low. I tell you, you vote for my opponent, the first thing he's going to do is raise your taxes. Like he's not accountable. And finally, the last thing I want to tell everybody about is I support the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. And in many areas, the government's overstepped its bounds and powers given to it by the Constitution. Duplications and abuse of government needs to be eliminated. And what's not specifically specified in the Constitution needs to be returned to the states. Such things as education. Get the government out of the way.
Even, Dave, as you mentioned education, the public education budget on the federal level is larger than the military budget. And our kids are graduating and learning immoral things. It's really a shame. Our children are not able to compete globally. And we have the squad and people that come out of college having no idea what statesmanship is, what the Constitution is, about American history. We're in trouble.
I know. Well, it's been once said, if you don't understand the history, you're doomed to repeat it again. And we need to have some good civics classes in our colleges, We've gotten so wound up on being politically correct and afraid to offend somebody, and everybody gets a trophy. We forgot what it's like to work hard, earn something, and reward. Our system rewards those that achieve and those that have the heart and the passion to go on out there and get it. We can't be telling people that, you can kill a baby after it's born. This stuff's ridiculous, I happen to believe that life begins at conception. So you having government involved in here, I go nuts on it. Life begins at conception. We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So I'm on the side of being accountable.
Amen.
And responsible.
Amen.
There's choices. Everybody has choices, and they can make better choices. We can all make good choices. We need to learn, failing helps us achieve things. Which is a better person.
You are absolutely correct. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Absolutely.
And I think that in the moral fiber of this country has been stretched to the limit by the left. So For those that are tuning in, this is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sean T. Brown. We're always right and never left. We are blessed to have on our show today a business person running for Congress in Arizona's 9th District, talking about what we need in our country today to turn it around. You know, Dave, I remember when I was in grammar school, I still did prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. They should have never taken those things out of the schools, because that is the foundation in which this republic was founded on. And if you want to assimilate to become an American, then you need to assimilate to what our founding fathers founded this country on: Judeo-Christian values, the Pledge of Allegiance, as you said earlier, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Political correctness really has no place in a republic where we have, where we were founded on the principles that we do, because that can shift at any given moment to a person's, to the society of whims, that their emotions can change like the wind. And they keep pandering to voters. And it's a shame.
But
just they, like now we have. Go ahead, Dave.
We want to have accountability and responsibility. That's where the problem is. If you do a boo-boo, well, then fine, you know, and slap your hand correct and don't do the boo-boo again.
Listen, the best thing that could have happened to me is I didn't grow up with computers, cell phone, and the television, because I know how to read. I know how to look for information. And the more information that's readily available, it seems like our kids are becoming more dumb.
Yeah, we don't want to dumb down America. That's part of the process of losing your freedom. And that's
exactly
the part about the Second Amendment,
exactly,
where people don't want to talk about that, is the Second Amendment has been there to stop a tyrant. It has nothing to do with hunting and fishing.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I hope that when you get into Congress, that in order for us to fix this broken system, we need to do it on the educational level and start with our children. We have to educate, raise the level of consciousness, redirect the mindset for not only what this country is founded on, but where this country should be heading towards. Because right now, with the left, the way they're pulling, this is not a free-for-all country. Like you said, I had to work 2 and 3 jobs until I made it. What's wrong with working 2 or 3 jobs? That's the American
way. I've done that before. I started out pumping gas in the gas station.
Exactly.
To earn my way through school.
Exactly.
And I paid for my education as I went along. I was blessed enough where I didn't have to have student loans. I was able to, you know, to work a quarter, pay for a quarter. Work a quarter and pay for a quarter. That's kind of how I went through it.
You know, exactly. You know, I mean, I thank God that my children, and I'm sure your children understand this because of how we were raised, but it's a shame that, you know, these kids today, gimme, 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 handout. The government is not responsible for supporting people. The government's responsibility is to ensure their safety and protection.
That's, yes. The protection of, that's why we got our military to protect us there. And we need to protect our borders.
Exactly.
The thing is, if people are talking about, you know, the people that are illegally coming into the states, you know, we've got like over 10 million of them here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want, well, what they don't, people don't realize is they're hard, usually hardworking people. They're working hard. They're paying their bills. Most all of them are. Most all of them are Christian. They go to church every week. So if you sit down and you talk with them, you find out, hey, you know, they're Republicans. They just don't know it. They've been brainwashed to be talking about some issues that are really not at the foundation of the core of their values.
Well, all we have to do is look at the history of how the Democratic Party was formed and raise that level, as I always do. It was the terrorist arm. They formed the KKK, the terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has always been the party of oppression of all people.
Yes, they have been. And they turn on the claim and say it's them that got the freedoms for the people. You know, Abraham Lincoln wasn't a Democrat. He was, you know.
Anyone who was for progress in this country was not a Democrat.
The ones that have achieved progress are not Democrats. You look at my pastor, the pastors in my church prayed with President Trump in power in his office, in his private quarters. They come back and tell me these things. You know, I know President Trump is a born again Christian. You just listen to the way he talks, and you can know it. You know this. He's not going to back down to some of these people that come out of the pit of hell.
You know, Dave, please allow me a minute. I just had a show earlier, and I want to share a biblical quote that is applicable to what is going on in our environment today. President Trump is there by the blessing of God, and that's how we got elected, and that's how come people can't figure it out. But I want to share this quote, this Bible verse out of Ephesians. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
This is the
battle that you and I are fighting. We are fighting against these evil powers that want to erode the moral foundation of what this country was built on.
Yeah, and that's where the swamp's not going to get to me on that one. Another thing I haven't told many people out there very much, I also have multiple degrees in theology. I have two Master's of Arts degrees in theology, Bachelor of Arts, Advanced Degree, and my doctorate is all a dissertation.
Thank you. So I'm speaking to the right person then. We need, and it's happening now. I happen to be Jewish and African American.
Mm-hmm.
But God is starting to bring his people together for his purpose. There is no, it's not ironic that when two or more are present and speak in my name, I am present. It's not by accident that you and I are talking about the Most High. It's not an accident that you and I are doing this show. We're servants of God, and that's why we're here, to raise the level of consciousness, to raise the moral level of consciousness of America, and
bring
out
back
who the devil
bring, is. Yeah, bring back sanity and reasonableness to our government and our Constitution into our government. Make people accountable and responsible for what they say. We can't sit and have people, doing a parody on what President Trump said on some phone call to some foreign leader. I mean, this guy's lying. He's getting away with it. We need to be accountable and responsible. Even in Congress, you need to be accountable and responsible. President Trump is going to get acquitted tomorrow or on Wednesday. We're going to have a great State of the Union speech tomorrow. I mean, sir, in my lifetime, he's probably the greatest president that I'll ever have been living under, for all of us. President Trump.
Listen, it's going to go down.
I want to help as President Trump.
I'm sorry, Dave.
President Trump is doing everything he possibly can for the American people. Every time you look at the media is not saying that. You start digging in there and you find out what he's done with trade deals, reducing taxes, unemployment's the lowest it's ever been. And no matter what category you want to look at, youth, black, white, Asian, anything you want to look at, unemployment's down the lowest. Salaries are going up. We got the best military in the world. Right now, we're in the greatest prosperous growth second to maybe the beginning of World War II. Everything, everywhere you look, the American people are getting better. President Trump's making it better for you. I appreciate it for me. He's making it better for me. I want to be able to support President Trump and make it continue to making America better all the time and bringing it back to you, the people out there that are listening in the radio audience. We want you to be prosperous, live happy, enjoy your family, keep the money you earn. Spend it where you like. We want a prosperous America and a blessed America. America's blessed. We need to bless back.
Exactly.
That's where I want to go. I want to follow in President Trump's steps and support him by bringing a better life to all Americans, especially those right here in Arizona. And I'm one person that's going to do that, and there's several of us, several other congressmen out there that are going to do it as well. You can name them out here. I can name them out here on the Arizona ones that are here. We have some good congressmen here and women.
Amen. Dave, unfortunately, we're out of time. Before we go, and I'm going to have you on another show of mine on this Wednesday, and I will give them the information shortly. For people that want to reach out to you, volunteer, donate, please share your information now. They want to volunteer, donate, support, reach out to you. How can they do that, please?
The best place to do that is on my website. It's www.DaveGilesForCongress.com, where the four is spelled F-O-R. It's not the number four. Dave Giles for Congress. You go to my website. There's a donation page out there. We're collecting donations because I got to buy some more signs. I got to send out some more mailers to everybody. So every donation you can give me is going to really help me a lot. There's a section to volunteer in there if you want to volunteer some time. For those people in Arizona that could possibly collect signatures to get me on the ballot, that would be a spot on there where you can go straight to the Secretary of State to sign my petition to get on the ballot. Anything and everything you could do to help me here is going to help, a conservative cause, help our president, help America, and help make it, keeping Arizona great. Arizona is one of the greatest states out here. I'm passionate about it. I love the warm weather. We have a highly educated populace out here in Tempe, but www.DaveGilesForCongress.com, and there's a little donation button up in the corner. You can donate to my campaign. And whatever you do and whatever you can do, I will appreciate it. And thank you, and God bless.
Thank you again, Dave. We are so blessed to have a man of faith running for Congress in Arizona District 9. I've been interviewing a lot of people across the country, and I'm so proud and blessed to be a part of a movement of faith to raise the moral character of this nation. It's so important that we have these types of fighters like Dave on the front line, standing up for the public good and the will of the people. This is Conservative Talk Radio. We're always right, never left. We have real issues, real people, and real talk on this radio station, and no politicians. If you want to hear Dave, Dave's going to be on my show, my other platform, U.S. National Elections, on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can follow me on Facebook at Right Talk Radio Host, also on Twitter at Right Talk Host, and also Conservative Talk Radio or Right Talk Radio on Facebook and Right Talk Radio on Twitter. Also, U.S. National Elections. You can locate U.S. National Elections online on Facebook as well as Twitter for update national election news and commentary coming to you frontline from America. We cut through the mainstream media. We give it to you straight. We're not beholden to anyone but the Most High, and we're here to do the work of God, as well as many of the people that I've had on my show. Again, I'm so blessed to have this opportunity to be a part of a moral movement of individuals running for Congress and Senate like Dave in this country to serve the public will and the public good and to raise the moral character of this nation. I am so blessed to be a part of this movement. I want to thank again my guest, Dave Giles, and he will be on U.S. National Politics again on Wednesday. I want to thank all of my listeners. And if you'd like to donate to the show, we do this for free, but we'd like to expand our marketing and our advertising to get the word out. You can donate to Conservative Talk Radio at Patreon. We thank all our listeners for tuning in. God bless you all, and have a blessed day.